This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. On Friday, strikes by air, tanks and artillery shook Sudan's capital, Khartoum, and the adjacent city of Bahri, witnesses said, making a mockery of a 72-hour truce extension announced by the army and a rival paramilitary force known as the Rapid Support Forces, or RSF. Hundreds of people have been killed and tens of thousands have fled for their lives in a power struggle between the two sides. The power struggle erupted on April 15th. The fighting has disabled an internationally backed transition toward democratic elections. It's also reawakened a two-decade-old conflict in the western Darfur region, where scores of people have died this week. In spite of the extended ceasefire, the International Committee for the Red Cross is warning of the humanitarian crisis in Sudan, saying it will only go from bad to worse if those needing aid cannot be reached. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
International Committee of the Red Cross Emergency Director for East Africa, Saraf Shashwat, told the Associated Press Friday thousands of people are still in Khartoum in the middle of an active war zone. He said the international community needs to put pressure on the combatants to honor any ceasefire agreed to ensure the safety for aid workers trying to reach those people.
What worries me is that there are 1,000, and we estimate about close to 50,000 children who were being treated for malnutrition, who don't have access to that treatment because they have had to move, because there is a disruption in supply line. And what worries me is that their situation will further deteriorate.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Human rights organizations are calling on Burundi's government to give its former Prime Minister Alain Guillaume Bunyoni a fair trial. He was arrested last week and faces charges ranging from abuse of office to undermining internal security. VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky used his evening address on Friday to send condolences to the family of a mother and daughter killed in Russian strikes in Dnipro. He says as a result of today's missile strike in the Dnipropetrovsk region, two Ukrainians died, a mother and her daughter, Ola, born in 1992, and Veronica, born in 2020, who hadn't lived old enough to be three. Russia hurled missiles at cities across Ukraine as people slept on Friday, killing at least 25 civilians in the first large-scale airstrikes in nearly 2 months, as Kyiv said it was nearly ready to launch a huge assault to retake occupied land. Colorado's governor has signed 4 gun control bills. AP correspondent Norman Hall has the story.
The new laws are aimed at quelling rising suicides and youth violence and preventing mass shootings. They were enacted just 5 months after a mass shooting at an LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs. The measures raised the buying age for any gun from 18 to 21, established a 3-day waiting period between the purchase and receipt of a gun, strengthened the state's red flag law, and roll back some legal protections for the firearm industry. Gun rights groups said immediately they will file legal challenges. I'm Norman Hall.
Greenland's lawmakers on Friday got their first look at a draft constitution that the autonomous territory could rely on if it comes to negotiating independence from Denmark. Developed in secrecy over 4 years, the 49-paragraph document was presented by a constitutional commission to the territory's parliament, where it will now be discussed. The text is still in the draft stage. It didn't come down firmly on several key issues, according to local media, including a Greenlandic passport access and the administration of justice. Those areas are still managed by mainland Denmark. Pope Francis, starting a trip to Hungary, pointedly warned Friday of the dangers of rising nationalism in Europe. He told the Budapest government that accepting migrants would be a true sign of Christianity. Hungary's conservative Prime Minister Viktor Orban has been at odds over the European Union, and last year he made a speech at CPAC, a prominent conservative political conference in the United States. The Pope called for a return to what he called the European soul, envisioned by those who laid the groundwork for modern Europe after World War II. He said nations need to look beyond national boundaries. More on this story and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.